Welcome to another episode of Coding's Pro Magazine's COVID-19 podcast series. My name is Stephanie Chizik, and I'm editor-in-chief of Coding's Pro. Joining us today is Stephen Schroeder, vice president for the Dexotex division of Crossfield Products Corp. Steve began his career as an installer in the early 80s in San Diego, California. He was one of the contractors on the decks of the USNS Mercy and Comfort, then both oil tankers that used Dexotex products. Those converted ships are now stationed in LA and New York City, respectively, and they're helping to aid in the efforts with the coronavirus epidemic. Steve and I are recording this interview on Wednesday, April 22nd, so please be sure to check back for updates and follow the guidance of healthcare professionals such as the Centers for Disease Control. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Do you want to start by giving our listeners maybe a bit of your background in general with the coding's world and also maybe pertaining to those two ships?
Well, yeah, I got involved in the coding's at Todd Shipyard when it was in L.A., but I'm sorry, I can't remember where it was exactly. But anyway, got involved initially doing deck coding's and actually installing the materials in the shipyards. And then from that, I went to NASSCO through a subcontractor, J.E. Staggerwald. And they were at the time the largest deck covering contractor in the United States and probably the world at that time. They had locations, six locations at major shipyards. Mm-hmm. And so I was started, doing actually the work on the deck plates, prepping the substrates and then installing at the time, got where I was troweling the materials on the plates and then doing all the finish work, and went from that to the supervision of the materials about the time that the hospital ships were built there.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I definitely just saw the docking. I think it's the Comfort is the one that's in New York City. So to see it come full circle is probably fascinating for you.
Yeah, it really is. Because I saw them turning from tankers into hospital ships. It was a real miracle, that conversion, what they did there at NASSCO. And then from there, we've done repairs on them ever since.
Wow, that's great. You guys are located in Southern California, right? What has life been like for the past few weeks for you guys out there?
Living the dream in quarantine.
Yeah.
For me especially, I've been a troubleshooter for the company for many, many years now, and I've been living my life on the road 80% of the time, and to all of a sudden just be confined to a desk. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and we're talking about, when's the last time you were at a desk the whole time? Mm-hmm. And I thought about it, and the answer was never.
Wow, so and, big difference.
Yeah. Usually my desk work was to support my travels and whatever I saw. I'd look at a problem, and I'd evaluate it, and then I'd write up my desk work was writing up the report. But now I'm not writing reports about that. We're at work, we're cleaning up everything at Crossfield, going back and looking through all our documents and making everything, congruent. That kind of stuff is what we're doing. We're just trying to, plug all the holes that are in our program.
Yeah, absolutely. And so are all of the people from, like, the head office or the people like you who are on the road mostly working from home now? Is it almost 100% remotely as far as office staff goes?
Office staff, I'd say 99%. I mean, we maintain the switchboard and the accounting functions and just supervision. But I was in the office yesterday, first time in 2 weeks or something like that. Well, I'll say second time since the mandates came down.
Okay.
I go and I change out my workload, that kind of stuff. And, there is... two people in the office where there's usually about 12, in the office staff.
Wow, yeah. That's a huge difference. I mean, it's a completely different experience.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, I do understand it feels like, from what I've heard in the field at least, all of the ships that are owned by the DOD, I can't speak for commercial ships, and maybe you know a little bit about that, but that the DOD-owned assets are still being worked on, that those employees are still being seen as essential. So not a whole lot has changed over there. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a little different. Everybody, I mean, the major thing is the temperature checks, and the reporting from the subcontractors to the contractors to the Navy about, they do the health checks, and if they have any questions, then they go through more screenings, that kind of stuff. But particularly with the outbreak on the Roosevelt, and what all went down there, the Navy is very, very conscientious about the virus, but they're moving full speed ahead. I mean, they're not slowing down. They don't want to interrupt their programs, especially the availabilities, the scheduling for the availabilities for the ships and that kind of thing. So there's definitely a sense in the air, but the biggest difference with dealing with the government is their administration. NAVSEA, that sort of thing, they only have so many secured lines. So their employees are working from home, but they have availability to secure, email and that kind of stuff. But they're restricted by the, time refraints of so many people needing those remote secured lines. That's the biggest holdup right now.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I didn't even think about that. And just to clarify, when you say temperature checks, you mean from the workers themselves, not something like the dew point or what have you.
Workers themselves, they go in, the easiest thing for them to check is your temperature. And so if you have a fever, you're not allowed access, that's kind of their frontline response to the screening.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've also seen some of the people on the flight decks, trying to do social distancing, or I've heard, I think I saw something coming out of Huntington Ingalls, which is a big contractor, at least over here on the East Coast, and they are switching a lot of the shifts from people who are in the shipyards, to try to sort of help spread out the number of people who have to encounter, who you have to encounter during any given shift. It's interesting.
Yeah, I've seen that at Newport News. What they've tried to do is the thing about social distancing, the same thing as going to the grocery store. Yeah, you're going down the aisle and you can try and stay away from everybody. But when you go through that checkout, there's the checker you're dealing with, there's you, and the checker that's in the next aisle behind them, and there's somebody, it's just impossible to actually do it 6 feet.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like a little
It's quite.
bottleneck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the pinch point or bottleneck, whatever you want to call it, that all these people end up in, there's no avoiding it. And it's the same thing on the ships, particularly the security. You're going through there, and I don't mean just the main gate, particularly when you come up on the deck. Anyway, I think everybody's trying to maintain safe practices and everything like that, but it's really impossible to do everything that's recommended.
Absolutely. What are you hearing from your customers, the people who you guys work with, as far as on the coding side? Anything positive or negative that seems to be coming out of this so far?
Well, mostly the extra steps and the reporting they need to do about their people. Like I said, temperature seems to be the big indicator for the masses. And if you're not within that, you're out already. But then there's also the coughing and that kind of stuff. If somebody, because a lot of people in the shipyard, I mean, they want to work. They don't want to, even if they're not feeling up 100%, they want to go and get their money, So a lot of people, particularly the workers, they don't want to stop, even though they may or may not be infectious or whatever. And so the government is trying to look for signs for that, if you're coughing a lot, if you have a fever, that kind of thing. There's a lot of protection in place. The mask, the N95 mask, all the contractors are trying to use N95, but they're very hard to get a hold of these days. And that's the biggest thing. That, other than that, the contact I think is pretty good because the workers that do our kind of stuff, they're pretty well protected anyway. They don't want, the chemicals getting on them. So they're wearing long sleeves, they're wearing gloves, they're doing all that. When you're on a ship, you're in close quarters. You can't really social distance. You can do your best, but throughout the day, you're still going to come within that 6 foot contact zone of 20 people.
Yeah, and I do think it's, I think the point that you made about them already having PPE is pretty interesting, because it is an industry that's already set up with those safety protocols in place. So it's not something that's foreign to this industry in general. It's probably, like you said, a matter right now about supply and demand, that the whole rest of the world needs it too right now more than normal. So, you know, our contractors able to get what they need to do their, just to do their regular jobs. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I went into our office yesterday. I needed to change out some reference material and workload stuff. I've been in, 4 weeks? I've been in the office twice. But I went in and everybody's, you know, practicing the safe practices. But we can't even get the N95 mask, which is usually what we use all the time in the lab and the samples and that kind of stuff, wherever we have open materials. And, you know, I usually keep a little stock, and I did have a little stock, but I'm done. I've got one mask left. And, you know, I've been to Home Depots and Lowe's and the local Hanks and all that kind of stuff, and Ace, you know, multiple times, and I can't find a mask.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame. Are you guys able to get on any of the shipyards right now, or is there any need for you to do that? I know there's usually some troubleshooting or even just helping and making sure everyone has the products that they need.
Well, thankfully, we're designated as a essential because of our government work. Mm-hmm. And our materials are going out. Usually we don't go out unless there's a problem, or we're doing something promotional, or we're doing something technical to help plan things. Mm-hmm. And the planning side has been nil. I mean, we really haven't been out with somebody to look at a job to say, hey, this is what you need. Okay. In a long time. Technically, I can only think of one job that we've actually been out on the deck plates, you know, to look at a problem. So that's under control. And we really haven't been out there. I mean, we probably would have been out on the jobs, over the last month. We probably would have been out there about 5 or 6 times, but we've been out there once, you know, for a very specific reason.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, like you said, you've gone from 80% on the road, even probably locally, to almost completely at home now. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Do you see any?
It is a big difference.
Do you see any differences?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That might that these changes now might affect the industry in the long term. Whether that's, you know, like I said, with the DoD assets, or maybe the commercial side as well, dry docking versus the new construction that's happening. Any changes there that you might see?
Well, the change I see is people are going to try and do things more virtual. Things are going to change. It's going to be a brave new world, as they say. It's just like after 9/11. We changed it, and we don't even think today about what changes we made. It just became a new way of life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the whole thing that's going to happen here. I think it's going to be, when this is over, there's going to be this period of time where it's kind of like a hangover. We don't know what the new normal is going to be, and we're going to kind of come out of this fog hopefully sooner or later. And it's going to change from how the society has to live to, you know, the financial thing, the realization of how that's really going to impact us in our lives. And then how do we move forward? I think part of society is going to say, let's get back to exactly what normal used to be. And part of them is going to say, no, we're not doing that again. And we're going to find that there's a happy medium there.
Yeah. I hope, like what you said, sooner rather than later, but, you know, following the directions that we need to follow at this point. So you also mentioned virtual opportunities. So we have a lot of our subscribers are coatings contractors. I think there's probably a variety of different people who are either deemed essential or not. So like us, either stuck at home or able to go to the job site. So for those maybe who are not able to go to the job sites right now, do you have any other suggestions or ideas from the industry or outside the industry about working virtually, what they can do right now, or words from leaders around the country, the industry?
Well, I have different tasks now. I'm probably busier than I am when I'm traveling or was traveling, in the sense that there's all these things that come in front of you that need to be done. You know, particularly all the paperwork. I think now is the time for people to kind of look at where they're at, or particularly, I guess I'm speaking from a company point of view. Mm-hmm. Companies, now what we're doing is we're looking in all those little problems we had. You know, the difference between this document that said this and this document that said that. Let's clean that kind of stuff up. Let's look at house cleaning, I guess I'd call it, is we're going through and tightening up all the little things that weren't, it wasn't major. This document said 78 degrees to 48 degrees, and this document said 50 degrees to 80 degrees or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so we're going through and we're cleaning all that up, and you know, we're renewing everything. And from our perspective, it's really an opportunity to go through and get your house in order. You know, I mean, we've been in business for 80 years, and there's new technology. When new technology happens, we upgrade. And when we upgrade, we're very quick to put it out on a product description sheet, but maybe we missed something on the MSDS or SDS rather. And or maybe we missed it on our care and maintenance or app specs or whatever. So we're going through and getting all that in order.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I mean, I think, you know, taking stock of what's happening, we're sort of forced to slow down right now. So this is maybe an opportunity we wouldn't normally have had to do that, to take stock and find those discrepancies and maybe get our house in order, like you said. So that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, we have a new introspective kind of look at work.
Yes, absolutely. All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. How can people find you or reach out to the folks over at Dexotex if they want to follow up?
This is going to be hard for you to believe. I actually just joined LinkedIn. I resisted it for so long because it was like one more place to answer questions. You know, when I first started, you know, what you did is you worked and you came back to work, and there's these little pink slips and it said while you were out, so and so called. Uh-huh. And as long as you got back to when you got back to within a week, everything was good. Then you got a beeper and you needed to get back with them, you know, that day. And then we got to, you know, texted and you need to get back within the hour.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's how business has kind of changed. So, like I said, I think the thing that to most companies are doing right now is cleaning up their act. You know, it's we go along day to day and you know, we accept our flaws and you know, and because we don't have time to fix all the little details. Well, we got time now, and that's what we've been doing here at Crossfield is we've put together teams. I didn't know what a team was on Outlook until, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm on like five teams, and that's how we're working. So, excuse me, it's really changed the face of how things are. When things get back to normal or whatever the new normal is going to be, my biggest thing is I'm a big people guy. That's what I've traveled most of my career, and you go out and you meet people and you talk to people and work with people. And there's a whole different dynamic about seeing somebody face-to-face versus a virtual meeting online, you know, like a LinkedIn or a GoToMeeting or whatever. Particularly when you're doing the biggest thing I've noticed, the online meetings between parties from the owner, the contractor, the subcontractor, the manufacturer, or whoever. So you're all on this virtual meeting. It's a whole different dynamic, you know, being on an online meeting than it is in a real room with all these people. And I think that's going to be more of the new norm. Is people are going to get more used to just doing it virtual. It's cheaper. It's easier. It's all that. But it's not the same as live interaction. And, I'm curious to see how all that plays out.
Yeah, hopefully there's a blend of some sort. I think you're right. There's definitely, it helps save, especially, travel funds, but at the same time, there really is a layer that you're not maybe getting when you can see someone in person. So hopefully we'll see some sort of blend there moving forward, maybe.
You know what? The big thing is the nuances of the people in a meeting. If you've got 12 people in a meeting, why are they there? Why is each individual at that meeting? And it is for a reason, but people aren't speaking out. It's just very different. The communication lines. They're waiting for people to say something. They don't respond, and you don't know what they're thinking. And it's just a different dynamic.
Yeah. Let alone then add the layer on there of different cultures too, if you're talking about, an international organization.
Oh, yeah. If you go to a meeting and there's a kind of a communication barrier at the beginning in your life, it's 10 times that virtual.
Yeah. All right, well, great. So it sounds like they can find you now on LinkedIn. That's awesome. Maybe that's a positive a change from you being stuck at home right now. That's great.
That or our website, dextex.com, or I'm Steve S. at ctcmail.net.
Crossfieldproducts.com looks like a good website too to kind of be a starting point for them to either find the Dexotex Mirror Coat or the Dexotex Marine products too.
Yeah, for the Marine, it's dexatexmarine.com.
Okay, great.
And for our commercial line, is just dexatex.com. And from there, I think we have a pretty good contact area where you can get anybody you need to. Of course, you can always call our offices. We're still maintaining, our switchboards and that kind of stuff. And we're trying to remain seamless, from all the difficulties caused by, our situation. From our communication point of view and our manufacturing point of view, but we're no different than anybody else. We're taking our precautions, and that slow things down a little bit. But I think we're maintaining pretty good operations.
Well, that's great. I mean, definitely everyone over here is wishing you guys and everyone else out there, to stay healthy and happy, and hope to see you at an upcoming trade show or something soon, Steve. So thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, I hope to see you too, but I think it's going to be a while for trade shows.
Yeah.
We've canceled so many. I mean, we still have one in, I guess our earliest one still on the books that we haven't canceled is Mega Rust, which is, of course, the major trade show for the marine industry and the Navy. They haven't canceled yet, and I hope they don't. And other than that, I think we've only got like three. We usually do between 30 and 40 trade shows a year between both divisions of Dexotex and Dextech Marine. And this year, I think we're going to do maybe three.
Wow, that is a very big difference. That's incredible, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Stephanie. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.